At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Unfiltered and undeniably Boston. It's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra.
Wow, it could be happening again at Market Basket 10 years after that walkout and boycott. It's like deja vu.
Please don't go. Don't go.
Oh, no.
No,
this
no,
can't
no.
be happening again.
I hope this is not going to be what I think it's going to be, but if you're just waking up and hearing this for the first time, RDT, right, mm-hmm. the CEO of Market Basket, was placed on administrative leave.
Paid leave.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amid, I don't know what, they're looking into something, the board of directors, and all I know is this means I'm going to have to go shop somewhere
else.
And I don't know what to do. I'm frozen in panic.
And the whole boycott walkout thing 10 years ago made history because it was just unbelievable how much the customers got behind RDT and the employees who asked everybody to boycott the store, and people did.
I know.
And people were like taping their receipts onto the windows, and
well, they
even
got the
distributors.
The drivers,
they were
not
coming.
Come.
And it was crazy. And I think it lasted, I don't know, almost 2 months.
All I know is it was 2014, so mm-hmm. I had just had Noah, my third child. So I had three children under the age of four, and you know, you budget when you have children.
Diapers, formula, all of
everything.
That.
Yes. And I was like, what do I do? Yeah. I was actually frozen that whole summer. But I remember nobody was in the parking lot the entire summer when I lived in Haverhill, and the Market Basket right there.
Yeah,
this isn't good.
It's a big story here in New England, because how many Market Basket loyalists do we have here in New England?
Absolutely.
And, you know, people were so just disrupted by it 10 years ago. So now, I mean, we don't know yet what's going to happen, but all we know is that the board is saying that Arthur T. wanted to disrupt operations, so now they're investigating, and he's saying it's just a cover-up for a takeover, that they want to take over and get him out. So it's going to be that again, where it sounds like it's some sort of a weird, I don't know, family drama thing.
Yes.
Thought we were past.
I know, and it's funny.
But we're not.
I drove by the one in Middleton, you know, where I live, and I drove by the Market Basket this morning, and I kind of looked over, and I was like, no, please, 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 no, I don't know where else to go. Like,
I'm going today just because I needed to go anyway.
Yeah.
But I want to go now and just like, I don't know, like take it in, feel the vibe, because I'm like, oh my God,
I think a lot of people are going to be doing that though, Sue. I think a lot of people will probably go and just be kind of looking or even talking, and no employee's going to talk, obviously, but you're just sort of eavesdropping and trying to see like what is it, what's happening, like should I, now everybody's going to be, and it's a rainy day, so people are going to be in there, maybe stocking up before
And I also think there's a comfort to your favorite grocery store because you're in it a couple times a week.
Of course.
And there's this familiarity and comfort, and it's just,
you know where everything is.
Yeah.
You know the layout.
Yeah.
You know the same. I know the guy that stocks the tomato sauce in the pasta aisle. It's the same guy all the time, and he knows people. Yeah. I mean, I know him. I don't know his first name, but I know him, and I always, you know, he always says hello, and he points. He knows what kind of jar of tomato sauce that I'm always looking in the same spot, and he goes, oh, we moved it over here, it's over here. He just knows.
No, there's a comfort to that, and I think everybody has that kind of thing. I think it's why people are so passionate about Market Basket.
Yeah.
And if you want to call and share your favorite memory, what you love about Market Basket, what you missed most 10 years ago, call us, 617-655-1067. Phone lines are open. It's all about Market Basket today, folks.
Yep.
It's Morning Magic.